Likas. Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. This is where America gets together to talk about the issues you really care about. It's a different kind of a radio talk program. We're the radio talk show that is not hosted by a right-wing wacko or a convicted felon. No! I am your host. Write down our toll-free telephone number. You're going to need it. It's 1-800-5800-TOM. 1-800-5800-866. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of our program. Here we are together again on the radio. Sorry to see this. Sorry to see this. Says here, Dr. Phil will be practicing well into the next decade. That's what it says. Dr. Phil McGraw, the best-selling author, whose brand of tough love advice has made him the most popular daytime gabber, with the exception of his mentor, Oprah Winfrey, has re-upped for another 5 years, according to his syndicator, King World. The New Deal calls for the brash McGraw to remain on the Dr. Phil couch through the 2013-2014 television season. Quite an accomplishment, it says here, for a guy who just 3 years ago was a talk show neophyte. In a statement, the CEO of King World, Roger King, said, Dr. Phil has become an American icon in record time, and his series ratings just keep getting stronger and stronger. Dr. Phil's popularity is still growing, and we're thrilled to know we'll be bringing stations this top-quality series well into the next decade. Now in its third season in syndication, Dr. Phil has made big inroads with the ladies since its debut, increasing viewership by 29% among women 18 to 34, by 15% in women 18 to 49, and 13% in women 25 to 54. The Chat Fest also consistently ranks among the top 10 of all syndicated strip shows. Those are the shows that are on Monday through Friday. Coming in second only to the Oprah Winfrey Show in the ratings, it can be seen on over 210 television stations, covering more than 99% of the country. Blah, blah, blah. The Dr. Phil Show being on the air at all, much less being successful, is still another example of daytime television that bashes men. That is what the Dr. Phil Show does. That is why the Dr. Phil Show is so popular with women. It is amazing how many people call me and ask me if I hate women. The Tom Likas Show is number one in men in the afternoon here in Los Angeles and in Seattle. It is number one in men 25 to 54 as well. And by the way, Los Angeles is no easy mark. There's 82 radio stations here. We're number one in men. We're number one in men because we take no prisoners and we're not worried about what women think about the program or about me. We don't care. And the result of that is that I get constant phone calls and emails from people asking me, don't I hate women? You hate women, don't you? You're a misogynist, aren't you? They can't spell misogynist or sometimes can't pronounce it. In many cases, don't know even know what the word means. But isn't it interesting that Dr. Phil and shows like his that constantly bash men for being insensitive or unwilling to compromise or unable to love or unwilling to pay their child support or whatever we are, just a bunch of deadbeats and dogs. Nobody ever asked Dr. Phil if he hates men. Ever notice that? No one ever says that. Dr. Phil, you hate men, don't you? You hate yourself, don't you? Oh, no, no, no. It's perfectly okay to kick the crap out of men on the Dr. Phil Show. And they do. Not to mention all the pussy-whipped, petrified men who go on as guests. They get dragged on there by their wives and then get a beating from Dr. Phil. How pathetic is that? If you've ever had the misfortune of seeing it, that's pretty much what it is. Now, I know the Dr. Phil show as a business model is a good one. I do believe in being fair and professional. And Dr. Phil and the people who produce that show, they know their audience. It's a good business plan, and they're going to make a lot of money. And, God bless America. Good for them. But the very existence of shows like this proves how much this show, the Tom Likas show, is needed. And we need more shows like it. Because television is nothing but essentially a scrap heap for men. I mean, men are just crapped all over and left for dead. And it's perfectly okay. Nobody ever questions it. Big advertisers pile on. Everybody just loves it, loves it, loves it when we bring another henpecked, pussy-whipped man on there to take a beating from Dr. Phil. They love it. Nobody ever asked Dr. Phil if he hates men or if he hates himself. But the minute somebody tells the truth about women, and maybe the truth is somewhat negative, people assume that I hate women. I don't hate women. I just believe in being honest. The fact that they've renewed the Dr. Phil show through 2014 is proof positive that you need the Tom Likas show. You need it. It needs to be here. And you need other shows of its kind. Our show is not enough. You need more of them. All the women who call in and say how unfair I am, how about you just watch Dr. Phil or Oprah or Montel or Maury, or any number of other shows where men are the victims of a brutalizing every day of the week. The fact that the Dr. Phil show has been renewed, congratulations to Phil McGraw. Great business plan, good business model, making a lot of money. By the way, not an ounce of jealousy out of me. Congratulations, because you guys figured out a niche. You're exploiting it. You're making a lot of money, and I think that's great. I do. And so am I. And that's great, too. Isn't it?
Tom Likas. 1-800-5800-TOM. 1-800-5800-866.
How's it swinging?
Not swinging right now. Just kind of hanging flaccid right now.
The Tom Likas Show.
Tom Likas Show. 1-800-5800-TOM. This is Brian on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Brian.
Television being an advertising medium, all the stations have to go after women because women do all the buying. And men really don't buy much of anything but beer and cars. But anyway, women do all the buying.
Well, first of all, that is a stereotype that's not even true because here in radio, we appeal to men. And if you listen to any break in this show, you're going to hear a wide variety of products being advertised here. Anywhere up to 70% of our audience is men. And this is one of the reasons why men are not watching television in numbers like they used to. There was a story recently in the New York Times that said that males between 18 and 34, their viewership is down 20%, and that the TV networks can't figure out why that is.
It's female.
It's because television is a big vagina with a pair of rabbit ears.
And they've been saying to do more things female, especially in the news business.
Mm-hmm.
It all has to be female. And they say out loud, you got to make this female. And they do that with emotional things. How does that make you feel? That's the question they ask.
Well, here's the other thing, Brian. People love to talk about how the news is so stupid now on TV. How come there's no news on the news? And you know as well as I do, the reason there's no news on the news is because somewhere along the way they decided they needed to get more women to watch news. And they don't watch news. So that is why you have the sweeps month stories about semen on bedspread covers and how to lose weight and the South Beach diet and what have you.
And one other thing, they say put them in peril. Scare the hell out of them. And they do that with investigations and with tires that blow up and with sex molesters on your child's school bus and with teachers who are, and on and on and on, scare you, rape you, take your kids, anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you make some very good points here, and this is why men are watching less television than ever, and it's about time the networks start paying attention.
The worst thing is that it skews, really, the culture. The culture now has become on the outside culture, not on the inside, but on the exterior, that mantle, if you will, has become female. And everything female is political correctness. That's female. And so the media then take that because they're after women. And they'll shove that forward. And then it really changed the culture because the media says it, the politicians hear it, the people repeat it, and suddenly it's law.
Well, I think that's why you have all these deadbeat dad laws, all these states that are coming down on people for child support. In many cases, they're not even sure if the guy is the father. In some cases, the guy isn't the father, but he lived with the mother for a while. He's responsible. I do agree with you. I do think a lot of these stupid TV shows and this relentless drumbeat had an effect on the laws that are made in this country and the mentality we have.
We called it the Oprahization of America.
Uh-huh.
It's making it female, making it more sensitive, making it, oh, don't hit back, Johnny. Johnny, if you hit back, well, that's bad. You have to go and tell the principal.
Yeah.
Now, how does that affect us in Washington, D.C.? Are they trying to say war is bad? And, oh, it can really be that pervasive, I think.
Well, and all the little pussies who play in soccer games where there's no final score.
That's part of it. It starts young. And the teachers are all part of that, too. Teachers are all female. And so for the first, 10, 12, 15 years longer, you're taught to be female. Oh, don't hit. I have children. Don't hit on the classroom. No football. Oh, by the way, you can't find football in my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You can't find it. If they have soccer. Oh, they have soccer.
Sure they do.
Don't have football.
Sure they do. And you'll confirm this for me as well, Brian, because I've made 3 pilots, and I know how this works. Women love to talk about how, well, you know, men run television. Men are in charge of television. But in reality, you may have a male president of a company. But when you get in the guts of who cranks out the shows day in and day out, there's 80 million hyphenated last names. Women on flex time, women who worked on 17,000 other shows aimed at women. When you walk into a room where a show's being produced, it's women. It's women and some gay men. That's who's doing it.
Dan Rather's producer who was fired over that President Bush flap, a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how they caught her, all of her emails. They went through her emails and said, look, you're talking to these people, you're fired. Don't write it down in the email, folks.
Yeah, that's true. Brian, thank you.
All right, man.
Appreciate the call. He's calling from the inside. 1-800-5800-TOM is our telephone number. Gloria, on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Gloria.
I just wanted to let you know that, why do we call him Dr. Phil? He's not a doctor. I mean, he's a jerk.
He's not a doctor?
He's not a doctor. Where did he get that doctor? He never got a doctor's degree.
Well, I never checked his credentials, but I was told he was a psychologist.
No, he's not. I heard on a television program a long time ago, just right after he started, that he is not a doctor.
Well, I think Dee makes a good point. I think you're thinking about Dr. Laura, who is not a psychologist or a psychiatrist.
No. I am talking about him.
All right, we'll check it.
Him. My husband and I watched him on his first episodes, and he's a phony, like you said. And he, all those people that he interviews, I'm pretty sure they are also doing a show. It's a show.
Well,
it's
TV is full of phony guests and phony reality. It's full of it.
I think your program is real. But his program, no, it's not. And I don't think you hate women. Why do people say that all the time?
Well, because if you don't just go along with everything women say, you hate women. But if you bash men on TV 24 hours a day, there's no hatred there at all. It's perfectly okay.
I tease my husband. He listens to you.
Uh-huh.
And I always say, take that woman hater out of the radio. But we listen to you, and a lot of the stuff that you say is true.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely true. So I just wanted to let you know that your show is not hated by all women.
Oh, I know that, Gloria. I appreciate that, too. Thank you so much. Dale on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Talk about labiafying
television. The best program, one of the best programs I've ever seen was Dr. Phil when he had Pat O'Brien on.
Oh, yeah.
He was hanging his head, and I thought, my God, man, I've left a lot of these messages before, and I'm proud.
I think any man out there worth his salt has done a little drunk dialing and called up and said what he wanted to lick and what he wanted to suck.
That was a great episode. But I do have to ask you a question from yesterday's show. I missed it, but my wife came in and stated that you had, I guess, mentioned a statistic about men who cheat, and it was 90-plus percent. Was that true?
No, 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 no. The statistic was, I believe, 25% for men and 15% for women, and the number goes up 20%. Here it is right here.
Yeah.
That's Dr. Phil's credentials. I'm sorry. The number goes up 20% for people who've had emotional, what they call emotional affairs. No, it's not. It's not 90%.
She heard it.
Yeah.
And she came to me last night and she said, "You know what? I'm going to start treating you better because of what the statistics he was talking about." So thank you very much.
I'm here to help, and here are Dr. Phil's credentials. We don't want to misstate this. I'm not trying to stack the deck. And, in fact, I do think the Dr. Phil show is a very good business model. I mean, I think King World's doing the right thing, putting the show on the air and making their money. And, because if they can't make theirs, I couldn't make mine. So I'm thrilled for them. Phil, it says here, this is from the Dr. Phil website, has a B.S., an M.A., and a Ph.D. in clinical psychology from North Texas State University, with a dual area of emphasis in clinical and behavioral medicine. He's been a board-certified and licensed clinical psychologist since 1978. All right, so, you know, again, if somebody has proof that that's not true, I'm open to listen. But I've never, ever heard anybody question his credentials. What I'm saying about Dr. Phil is it's part of an overall problem we have in this country where television is the repository for constant brutalization of men. Constant. And it's completely accepted. Frank on the Tom Likas show. Hello.
Hello, hello. Tom?
Yes, Frank.
Yeah, this is Big Frank in Seattle, Tom.
Yes, sir.
How you doing today?
Do you care, Frank?
Hey, yes, I do.
I'm doing great.
I hope you're doing good.
I am.
Listen, on that Dr. Phil idea, I think it's, like you say, a good business model. However, he's just basically a copy of Oprah, and I think he came in on Oprah's apron strings. And
well, he did, but guess what? The last person who did that was Oprah's best friend, Gayle King. Do you remember Oprah got her a TV show?
Yes.
And it went down in flames.
Right, right. Well, the doc has got all the ladies, probably most of the ladies south of the Mason-Dixie line.
Oh, is that where they all are?
Yeah, well, you know, those ladies. But I just left the relationship behind this television war I was having at home. And it was, you know, I'd crack on Oprah or she wanted to watch Dr. Phil. I said, I'm not watching that junk, you know. And so I just went and got myself another house. And I don't have a TV just because they've taken over the television programs throughout.
I know guys who don't have TVs, or they don't have cable, or they don't have satellite, or they don't have TiVo. And I know a lot of guys who simply don't watch television anymore because it's all one big vagina.
It is. It's humongous.
Yeah.
And you know, I really respect what you're doing for men. I'm a 58-year-old guy, and I've been married once, and that was it for me. And I just, you know, I just don't need that. I get what I need, you know, with dollars, you know, because as in the 33rd, as they say, it's all economics.
Well, yeah, money talks and you know what walks. You know the deal there. Eric on the Tom Likas show. Hello.
Mr. Tom, how are you doing today?
Doing okay, Mr. Eric.
So the reason I'm calling is because this is a topic that that I've been waiting for you to bring up, because I've always felt that you and Dr. Phil were very alike. And the reason is because I've always called Dr. Phil Dr. Duh, because everything he says, you just look at him and go, duh. You know, he's got a woman who comes on and says, I'm unhappy when I'm yelling at my kids. And he says, well, think maybe you'd be happier if you didn't yell at her and you didn't yell at the kids. It's like, duh. And then I think about you. Everything you say on the radio makes so much sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's duh, you know? But for some reason, we don't think about it before you say it.
Well, I think we act out of emotion rather than logic many times.
I wish I had heard you much sooner. I'm in Seattle area now. I used to be in San Jose, California. I didn't get you up there. And had I had access to you back then, I wouldn't be in the predicament, loveless marriage that I'm in now.
Time to get out, Eric.
Thanks a lot. Can you take me out of tribal style?
Here you go, Eric. Patrick on the Tom Likas show. Hello.
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
I'm okay, Patrick.
I don't know if you remember this. A couple years ago, I actually called you. The subject was if you've ever been forced to watch Sex in the City with a group of girls before. Well, I called in then. I was actually forced to watch it. I was a radio TV film major in college, so I'm kind of glad you brought this up. We learned a lot about demographics in college, and I couldn't agree with you more when you say how pussified television's gotten. I don't know any group of guys that sits down on a weekday night to watch Friends or, you know, any one of those other girly shows that's on.
Well, even a network like ESPN, you know, sports are one of the few areas of programming for men.
Right.
And even ESPN now has become pussified. Right. They have the ESPY Awards.
Mm-hmm.
This year they were hosted by Matthew Perry. Now, come on. I like watching sports.
I
Do I really need to see Donovan McNabb in a tuxedo?
Right.
Do I care?
Oh, this is a fashion show.
Right. That's what it is. It's to get women to watch ESPN. Come on.
Right. I couldn't believe it. I don't think it's so bad on cable as it is on network television. I mean, it's so pussified these days. I mean, I have a roommate. I graduated about 2 years ago, and, like, we have to go to the bar every night because we can't stand watching TV and what's in the crap that's on. So, I mean, I agree. I'm glad you let me call in. Talk. Oh, one more thing.
Yes.
You were talking about the horse that straddled the guy, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, I finance businesses for a living, and one of the guys, I sent out an email about that story the other day, found out one of the guys I work with is from Edenquah, Washington.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he know Ken Pinion?
What's that?
Did he know Ken Pinion?
Was that the guy's name?
Ken Pinion, yes.
No, it was a story off the internet. It was probably from the day it happened, so I didn't have information about the guy on there.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was funny that he came back to me with an email saying, that's where I was born, that's where I was raised. He actually moved out to a smaller city called Wenatchee from there, and he just said, it's some podunk town, man. He's like, I believe it 100%.
Unbelievable. Patrick, thank you for the call.
Tom Likas. 1-800-5800-TOM. 1-800-5800-866.
So what's a guy in for if he goes out with you?
A good length.
The Tom Likas Show.
From Los Angeles, it's the Tom Likas Show. 1-800-5800-TOM. That's our telephone number. Thank you for tuning in. And Dr. Phil's been renewed for another 5 years. Proof positive that you need the Tom Likas Show now more than ever, wouldn't you say? You betcha. 1-800-5800-TOM is our telephone number. Let's say hello here to, let's try Dax on the Tom Likas Show.
Hey, Tom, how's it going today?
It's okay, Dax.
Very good, sir. Well, let me tell you a story. Just as any hardworking man, you know, I go out and I bust my ass for 9+ hours a day, go and buy myself one of those nice big screen TVs, and usually get to come home to, you know, some kind of vaginal crap on my television.
Mm-hmm.
And the other day I had a nice day off, was just relaxing at home, and then the woman tries to put Step by Step on the TV, one of those crappy 90s sitcoms.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so she freaked out when I told her I didn't want to watch that. And then I told her, hey, pack your crap and go. DTB, buddy.
Well, and how did she react to that?
Oh, she flipped. Completely freaked.
Yeah.
You know, but, hey, I'm a free man now.
And do you get more ass than a toilet seat, Dax?
I do try.
I'm glad to hear that.
All righty, Tom. Well, you have a good one. Take me out with a bong hit and a shotgun blast.
Here you go, Dax. 1-800-5800-TOM is our telephone number. It's Carol on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
That is correct. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Great.
So am I. I am very great. I have never been greater. I just have a question. Real quick. Don't try to intimidate me and stump me because, you know, I have something to say.
Well, don't tell me how to do the show because I
well,
own the show.
Problem, but
my name is on the show, and I'll do the show any way I please.
I heard something.
Which may include humiliating you. I don't know you.
And it said, and it was a woman wanted leather pants. And, well, everybody's jealous. Nobody's going to get leather pants. Well, you know what? Let me ask a question. Why not give her the leather pants? Why not watch and see and admire what you have? Because maybe she's making a point to you. And so
you're referring to a segment of our show that we just played in a break. Will you shut up for a minute, please? All right, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to finish saying what I'm saying because I'm not going to waste my voice on you. The fact is, you are commenting on a segment, a little clip from a show from a long time ago that played as we went into a break here. And the reason you don't give a woman leather pants when you're married to her, especially the woman in question in that particular segment, is because she wants the leather pants so she'll have her ass looking great so that other guys will look at it. That's the reason.
Okay, but maybe she meant that for her guy to look at her.
No.
And maybe she wanted to show him what he had. And
you know what? I can see it at night when she has no pants on.
I admire it.
I can see it at night when she's got no pants on. I don't need her walking around in leather pants.
Well, to each his own, and everybody has their own story. So
that's right, and that's mine. Don't buy a woman breast implants. Don't buy her leather pants. Don't buy her items where she can go around with her breasts hanging out.
You know what? I don't need breast implants. I am me.
We're not talking. I don't know who you are, and I don't really care. You talk like you're some known personality or something.
No, I'm not.
You're just another caller to a talk show, like the rest.
Nothing to anyone, but so okay. Play your game. Let me go.
This is my game, and I'm very good at it, too, dear.
Well,
that's why I'm down here at the studio, and you're out there on the cell phone, okay?
Well, no, that's why you're not keeping me here, because that's...
Oh, yeah, I can't handle your incredible intellect.
Exactly.
Oh, yes, you and your high IQ.
I can challenge you.
Really? How about I challenge you? Ready?
What's up?
Yeah. Tell me the top story today in the news.
You know what? That really has no bearing on
my... Of course it does. A person with high intelligence is interested in what's going on in the world and would have a pretty good idea of what's happening.
Let's see. The fish are dying and it's...
The fish are dying.
Due to... Well, yeah, well...
No, I'm talking about today's news, dear. Not something that's been going on every day for the past 20 years. What is today's top story?
Empty. You are so empty, and I
because I ask you what today's top story is. So in other words, you can't answer the question. You of the high intellect can't even tell me what today's top story is.
No, because I have other things to do than.
I know because you don't have any IQ. You don't have any intellect. A person with intellect is curious and therefore reads or watches the news, but not you. You have other things to do, like get your nails done or go out and buy leather pants for yourself or whatever.
You want to see my nails?
No, I don't really.
I have grease or whatever, powdered jinx fluid under my nails.
I bet you do.
I put my truck back together and...
You probably have to. You probably can't get a man to do it.
What?
Oh, look at that. Now you're showing your intellect by cursing on the air. That's great.
Oh, you do it.
No, I don't.
Well, I have whatever resources I need.
Well, you need to get them for yourself because no man would get them for you.
I chose to do that my own.
You have no choice, dear.
On my own.
Dear, you have no choice because no man would do it for you.
Well, okay. Well, you, okay.
What is your husband's name again?
There again.
What is your husband's name?
Should I point it out?
No, you don't have a husband, right?
Bring cameras. I have what I need.
But you don't have a husband.
I am where I am because I chose to be where I am.
But you don't have a husband. Is that right, dear?
Exactly. I chose to be
Yeah, you chose. Well, that's what everybody who can't get a husband says. Everybody who rebuilds their own car engine.
Wait a minute. Because I walk away means I can't get one?
Yeah.
So am I supposed to embarrass myself?
Next, we're going to talk about what you look like, and I have a feeling that's really scary.
Oh, wait a minute. Take a look at what you look like, okay? So...
Here, I'm on the radio, and I don't go around showing it off or buying leather pants, okay? Now, let's talk about what you look like. How much do you weigh, dear?
120.
You do not.
125.
You're lying. Yeah, there you're cursing again. Miss High Intellect, that's twice she's cursed in one phone call.
Well,
You with your high IQ, who doesn't even know what's happening in the news today, who can't get or keep a husband.
Care of.
Hang on a second, darling. Let me get Mike on here. Mike, what do you want to say to Carol? Hello, Mike.
That's what I want to say. First of all, this lady's a DMB. She has no idea what she's talking about. Is she going to buy herself a leather pants or what?
She has to.
You know what? I don't need leather pants.
Really?
Yeah.
So what the hell are you
talking about? How many cows they'd have to kill to make one pair of leather pants for her?
Yeah, for her. She's probably like 320, not 120.
I think it's 120 kilograms.
What?
She's 120 kilograms, I think.
Yes, smoke and mirrors is what she's talking about. Smoke and mirrors. She must be in the fun house or somewhere.
Take me off the air because I'm embarrassing you.
Oh, there's that filthy mouth again. There's that filthy mouth again.
That's the IQ and tech.
There you go. There she's showing you how intelligent she is there with her filthy mouth.
She's got intelligence.
Isn't that wonderful?
Beyond anybody's means. I don't know.
She's so smart, she doesn't even know what's going on in the world.
She just knows all the curse words. That's beautiful.
Yeah, I
love that.
She does know something. It's the Tom Likas Show at 1-800-5800-TOM. It's Patty. Hello.
Patty, hey. All right, Tubby Tom, what's up? You hate chicks, you're gay, what's your problem?
Why would you assume any of that?
Well, because the way you talk about women, you can't get laid, you can't do anything. First of all,
how do you know I can't get laid?
I want to be with you.
Well, you'd be surprised. There's an awful lot of women with low self-esteem.
Because you got your bank account stamped on your forehead.
I really don't care because I'm only interested in women because they're hot anyway.
Well, yeah, but hey, I've seen you, and you could not get laid by...
Oh, I can. Oh, sure I can.
Yeah,
money is the great equalizer, dear, and I don't have to give any of it out. I just have to have it.
Oh, well, honey, but the fat rolls, you know, the little hairy body.
You never complained about it, dear. You certainly enjoyed it.
Oh, you know what? I could put you in my mouth, and you'd enjoy it, believe me.
Oh, yeah, is that so?
Let's talk about something that you know about.
But being a grandmother, dear, I don't think I'd enjoy it all that much.
Yeah, well, you're not exactly young, let me tell you.
I didn't claim to be, but again, money is the great equalizer.
I have seen you, and you don't even know it, and you've given me the eye, and what you say is really not true because your actions are not what you word on your
face. Sure, in your dreams, I've given you the eye, yes.
Champagne wishes and all that kind of stuff.
Sure I have, yes.
How old are you?
That's what I'm doing, wanting to chase 45-year-old broads around. Sure, that's me.
Well, that's because you're older than 45, honey.
Yes, I am. I am. But just like in the movies when the actors get older and the co-stars stay the same age, same thing for any man with money, power, or fame.
Listen what girls say when they're with you. You know, it's all fake because you know what?
I really don't care. Lie to me, baby.
Have an orgasm.
Just sit on me and spin on me. That's really all I care about. Well not you. I mean hot chicks.
That's what all the girls
not you. Maybe your daughter.
Yeah. Oh, right. She'd really want a fat, hairy, sweaty, smelly man on top of her. That's every woman's dream.
Yes. Uh-huh. But only you've gotten close enough to find out.
Let's talk about something that you might know about.
Mm.
How to make a woman have an orgasm. Do you know how?
Dare, you'll never know.
Yeah. Oh, I will.
No, you won't.
I could come down and you'd show me right now.
No, you'll never know. I wouldn't touch you with a 10-foot pole.
You have the walk, but you have the talk, but you don't have the walk.
Sure, dear, I wouldn't waste my time on a 45-year-old grandmother. Hang on a second. David, what do you want to say to Patty?
Yeah, right. Well, you know what? A man who likes boobies, you can spend time with anybody.
Face up, dude. You do not have to be good-looking to get laid. Women have to be good-looking to get laid. Trust me.
Well, you have to be rich.
Oh, you do not have to be rich either. Let me tell you what, lady. I don't make but maybe
We're talking about Tom, though. We're not talking about anybody. We're talking about Tom.
And not by nagging with bitches like you.
Tom is all
By the way, Patty is under the delusion that I've seen her and that I gave her the eye.
Hey, Tom, that's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to hear you. Sure I have.
And you're high and you're passed out. Anybody looks good to you, darling.
Sure. Yep. Uh-huh. Yep.
Hey, you have a good time.
Yeah, you have a good time, too. You have a good time, too, you old prune. Yeah, see you later, Grandma. It's been just a little slice of heaven. You sure told me off. Our email address is my name. It's Tom at blowmeuptom.com.
The Tom Likas Show.